All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Vikings are going to play in the section championship Saturday night at 7:30. They defeat McCray 3-1. And we're going to get right to it with our Neon Needles Subway Players of the Game. I decided to give two tonight. Both centers here to Mineota, Sophie Gillen and Libby Stusner. Sophie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, you're only a sophomore, huh?
Yep.
All right. Talk about the match here.
You
played hard?
Yeah. I thought we played aggressively, and we just came to win.
Yeah, you did. Setting is like the quarterback in football.
Yep.
Do you like that position?
Yes, I love setting.
Have you been setting your whole career? Or?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
So, talk about the strategy then. With who do you like setting to? Shaylin, all of them?
Yeah, I like to set to all of them, especially our middles. They do a good job.
Yeah, Leah Cookett played well tonight, too.
Yeah, he played very well.
Yeah. That was kind of a strange end to the match there. What happened there at the end of the last point?
I'm not quite sure, actually, what happened.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. We do a play of the game. And I think that was you with Autumn Anderson in the back row and set two. I think that was you with Autumn. Was that you? I wasn't quite sure who the second person was. You were way out of bounds. You kept the ball off the floor. Do you remember that play or not?
Over there?
Yeah.
I think that was Abby, Rebecca, and Autumn.
Oh, I was. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I was giving you credit on the radio. How about that? Are you excited to play in the championship, man?
Yes, very excited.
Well, can you tell us that you played RTR before? They're a good team?
Yeah, they're a good team.
And Westbrook Walnut Grove?
Yep. Yeah, they're also a good team. They're both good.
Yep. What's the goal?
To come out with a win.
And go to state, right?
Yep.
Got a lot of family here with you?
Yep.
Cheering you on?
Yep, I do.
Okay. I got a Player of the Game t-shirt for you.
Okay.
All right. You're our Neon Needles Player of the Game. What size you need? We're letting everybody know what size you wear. So.
Okay.
Why don't you hold that up and I'll take a picture. Can you get Libby Stusner to come over?
Yep.
You can keep the headset on. And so that's Sophie Gillen. She's just a sophomore. There we go. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. I'm taking a picture of Sophie. There you go. Good job.
Thank you.
If you get, you can get Libby to come over and steer. Okay. That's Sophie Gillen, our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, just a sophomore. She does a great job of setting. And hopefully we'll talk with head coach Kaylee Bicey as well here. She's with some newspaper people right now. But let's go through some stats. First of all, let's talk about McCray's season. They had 24 wins on the season and 8 losses. They're going to graduate 3 outstanding seniors, Emma Tyne and Rena Mendoza and Brielle Jansen. Those are some outstanding volleyball players, just 3 seniors. McCray will be back next year. But Emma Tyne and Brielle Jansen, boy, they play a lot of volleyball. They're outstanding athletes. They're going on to continue their athletic career at colleges, and they're going to be sorely missed by Coach Tori Brower and the Wolverines, with McCray with an outstanding season this year. Let's go over the match here. McCray came out firing. They couldn't make a mistake. They were very aggressive. Mineota was having trouble with the serve-receive. McCray won the first set 25-21. Then Mineota dominated set 2, 25-15. They dominated set 3, 25-20. And then McCray didn't go down without a fight. But they closed it out there. Coach Kaylee Bicey had to call some timeouts. And finally, Mineota won set 4, 25-20. And they win the match, 3-1. So the Section 3A Volleyball Championship will happen Saturday night at 7:30. And Mineota will take on either RTR or Westbrook Walnut Grove. They're on the floor right now warming up. We will not be broadcasting that match, but the winner of this match here will take on the Mineota Vikings Saturday night at 7:30. They're the second game. They're actually the Section 3 AA championship. They're going to play at 5, so there'll be a full gym before the Mineota fans come into the gym here. We're waiting for Libby Suster to come on. Here's Libby. Yep, Libby, put the headset on there. And Libby Suster joins us. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Congratulations, Libby.
Thanks.
You played awesome.
Yeah, it was a team effort.
Yeah, it was. Talk about the setting position. Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the positions that can come with a lot of pressure because you're leading the offense. But I think me and Sophie really, like, rely on each other, calm each other down. And our hitters do a great job of making sure they tell us, like, constructive criticism. And everyone just calms us down.
Yep. I said this many times during the match. You and Jalen Cookett, the way you play together, you two, you know each other well. You know what they're going to do.
Yeah, me and Jalen are like best friends.
I mean, you are?
Like, we come on the court and she tells me what I need to do better. I tell her what she needs to do better, and we just calm each other down. And I have to thank her a lot because she is one of the people that calms me down the most when I get stressed or, just overwhelmed.
Yep. Against Camby, you played a great defensive game. Wow. That was impressive with the Camby win on Tuesday. You enjoy that win?
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah. Camby's a great team. I mean, it's always fun beating them. They're really competitive.
Yep. And they handed you guys your first conference loss in a long time during the regular season, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we showed up in Camby, and Camby's a really great team. It was homecoming. The atmosphere was a little bit different.
Yep.
We probably could have played better, but we responded well.
What happened in the first set when you fell 25-21?
I think we came in off that big win against Camby, and we kind of became complacent, maybe didn't do, like, all the things we could do better, but I think we recovered well in the second set and didn't let the first set, like, change our mindset.
Yeah, what did Coach Vicey say between sets one and two? Do you remember?
I think she just said, like, go back to the fundamentals. Like, we all know how to play volleyball. We just need to do it.
Okay. You like playing volleyball?
Yeah.
You're very good at it, let me tell you. Setting's like a quarterback in football, isn't
yeah.
it? But it's important to get the pass to you. Talk about your back line there.
Yeah, my passes are amazing. They
are
getting balls up. Autumn, Eden, Abby, and then my off blockers playing defense as well.
Yeah.
Like Natalie.
But that's where it starts, the back row, to get the ball to you and to Sophie, right?
Yep.
All right, so you got a big win. You're going to play for the championship on Saturday night. What can you tell us about RTR or Westbrook on the Grove? You played them?
RTR, they have really good middles. They use their middles a lot. I mean, they have a well-balanced offense. Their back row is pretty good, scrappy. I mean, same goes for Westbrook. They're both really good teams, so we have to show up.
All right. All right. Hey, you're good on the radio. I should have you more on the radio. Good job. Keep your headset on. I got a player of the game T-shirt for you. You want a small or a medium?
Sure. Small's good.
Okay. I think this is a small. Here, you can keep the headset on. I'll take a picture. Thanks for joining me. You can stand up. I got to do this quick. So sorry.
No, you're good.
Congratulations. Let's put it down so we can see Mineota. Okay. 1, 2, 3. There we go. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yep. That's Libby Suster, our Neonatal Subway player of the game. Don't do this too often, but I couldn't pick one or the other. Sophie Gillen and Libby Suster are both setters. Listen to the stats that these two set to Jalen Cookett. Jalen Cookett had 15 kills. Sarah Greenis, I got her for 14 kills. Eden Maher led the team with 17 kills. That is something else, and that is thanks to Sophie Gillen and Libby Suster, the setters for the Mineota Vikings. Just amazing, amazing job tonight. Defensively, too. And our WOW Ottawa play of the game is, I guess it was Robecki. Libby said it was Robecki and Autumn Anderson. Way out of bounds. Autumn got to the ball first. Fell down, kept the ball off the floor. This is like 10 feet out of bounds beyond the back line. And Autumn just sacrificed her body, hit the floor hard, kept the ball in the air a little bit, popped the ball high into the air, and then Autumn jumped to her feet, and she hit the ball over the net from way beyond the line. back line. So that was huge rally there. And then Mineota did get the point after a long volley after that. So that is our WOW Ottawa play of the game. We thank Brett mostly for that. The WOW Ottawa. Yep, WOW Ottawa in Dawson for play of the game. And, yeah, that was amazing. All right, just a few things here. We have state cross country. You can sit here, Samantha. I'm just going to interview. I'm going to interview Kaylee here now. And we're waiting for Kaylee. And here, yep, she got done. So we're good. We'll get Kaylee here quick. She is a wanted lady. Newspaper people, all the radio people bugging you. Thanks for taking the time, Kaylee.
Of course.
Wow. Big win for you.
That was a
quality team.
That was a big win. Yeah, McCray's a really good team. They have a lot of girls that can do a lot of good things. They're seniors in Brielle and Emma. I mean, those girls are amazing athletes just all around. And they both played amazing games tonight, too, front row and back row. And we knew we were going to have to come in and shut them down a little bit to kind of find some of that success. And I feel like our girls did a pretty good job of doing some of that. They were obviously still finding the holes here and there, of course, as they're going to. But we did a good job fighting back and just finishing on top.
Okay, what happened in that first set when McCray won 25-21? I have a little note here with serve receive, and what happened?
They showed up.
Yep.
They started out strong, and we didn't. We started slow. So, I mean, they were doing all the right things. They had all the energy. They had all the momentum, and we weren't finding it. We weren't finding the court. We weren't finding the energy. And by the end of the set, when we did kind of start finding some of that, it was a little too late.
Yeah.
So we knew that we needed to take that momentum into the second set and really run with it. And we needed to figure out what we needed to do to play our game and kind of settle in.
Yeah. Talk about your two setters. I named them player of the game. I had to. Even though, you know, Jalen had 15 kills, Mahara had 17, Greenis, I had her for 14, I think. But no, your two setters, talk about them.
Our setters do amazing things, and it's just kind of seamless. When one comes out and one goes in, it doesn't change the effect and the flow of the game too dramatically. They both do a lot of really good things. They both move the ball around really well and really work from pin to pin. Tonight we really needed them to kind of know who was across the net when they were in and know where we needed to get that ball so we could put it away and not struggle defensively with a block there. So they both did great things in getting the ball in our hitter's hands and pushing it all the way out so we could swing all of our shots.
I told Libby, when you set the Jalen Cook, it's like a thing of art. I mean, it looks good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. Those two, they have a connection.
They said they're best friends or something like that, you said, huh?
Yes. Yes. Very close, and I think that definitely helps. I mean, you can tell on the court. They can just feel each other. They just have that connection. They kind of know where each other's at, and Jalen trusts Libby to kind of give her the ball, and Libby trusts that when she gives Jalen the ball that she's going to find that court and put it away.
Now, Jalen's a left-hander.
Yep.
How do you defend the left? You defend the left-hander a little different than you do a right-hander from the outside?
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
You'll move in a little bit, and then obviously, you know, like she's going to, when we get the ball all the way out to the pin, she's going to put up a pretty good line shot. So the teams know that, and they're going to take a step up on her and try to get all the way out to the pin to stop that. But thank goodness for us. I mean, she's got other shots, and she's smart with the ball and can put it down.
Talk about your hitters today, Mahar, and, well, we talked about Jalen, but who are the others? Greenis? Sarah had a nice match.
Yes, she did. She showed up when we needed her to a lot of different times. It was a lot of times where we said, on a good ball, we got to get it in Sarah's hands. We got to feed her, and she finds the court. She's just smart. The way she reads the court, the way she sees the holes, the way she knows where the ball needs to go to get us a point and keep the momentum flowing is impressive. And Eden does a lot of really good things for us, swinging out of the front and the back row. It's always a nice tool to have her back there to swing when we kind of feel like we're stuck up front, and she places that ball well and is, again, just really court aware of the game and what's going on. Our hitters across the board all did a really good job of finding the court.
I talked, Autumn Anderson does things quietly, but she is very effective when she's on the court, isn't she?
Yes, she does. She is kind of more of like a quiet leader right now, but she is a true fierce leader in the back row there. And she does lead, and the girls really trust her, and she communicates, and she sees things, and she's talking, and really takes control in the back row when she has to. Between her and Abby, I mean, We're pretty solid back there.
We do a play of the game, and I named Autumn with the play of the game against Tammy, and she was way in the back row back here, threw her body down, kept the ball off the floor. I think it was Robecki that popped it up in the air. Autumn jumped to her feet, and wasn't it her that hit
it over
there?
Back over.
That was our play again. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, she just doesn't stop. She's going to go and go and go, and every single time she's going to get back up and do it again. It's every ball, every time, and just in her mindset, it's nothing hit before. You can see that when you watch her play.
All right, well, congratulations on, I heard this was the ninth year in a row Mineola's played in the North Championship. That's amazing.
That's awesome. I think that speaks to our girls and the program and what we have in Mineola and just the culture that's been built and the work that the girls put in. I mean, they're working hard. They're putting in the time. They're putting in the work, and I mean, they want it.
I like sitting next to you. I can hear what you're saying and the coaches. Your coaches really help you during the match, don't they?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You're always communicating with them.
Yes, I rely on my assistant coaches heavily. I mean, everybody's looking for different things and seeing different things. They're helping out our setters, the holes. They're helping anytime they're thinking that maybe a little adjustment needs to be made here or there. We're having those conversations. And, I mean, I wouldn't have success without them. So
okay, good.
They're a huge part of the puzzle.
All right. Well, congratulations. You played for the section championship Saturday night. We'll be here for that. RTR and Westbrook Walnut Grove, what can you tell us about them?
You know, I don't know a lot about Westbrook Walnut Grove. We've seen RTR a few times. They're a good team. That would be a battle if we see them, and it always is when it's Mineola and RTR, and they have a lot of girls that can do a lot of good things. So we're going to have to put in the work, and we'll get back in the gym tomorrow and be ready for Saturday.
All right. You got to let them go to the football game tomorrow morning, all right?
Yeah, we'll let them go to the football game first. Yep.
All right.
The boys made it here tonight and cheered us on, we'll do the same in the morning and then get back to work.
Well, I don't want to hold you up. You got your boys waiting for you here?
Yeah, I don't know if they're still around or not.
They
maybe took off. It's to be kind of long. But,
all right. Haley, thanks for taking the time with us again.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
so
much.
We'll see you Saturday night.
That sounds good.
All right. That's head coach Kaylee Bicey of the Mineola Vikings. They defeat McCray tonight, 3-1. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, football right here on Q92. Dawson Boyd and Mineola kick off at 10 tomorrow morning. And Saturday, a full day of sports. We're covering state cross country beginning around 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Best of luck to the Lochcraw Valley Dawson Boyd girls team. Maya Pesic from Canby, Mineola. Adam Van Spinsbergen from Montevideo and Caden Vanderwall from Hortonville. We'll be covering all those kids at state cross country with live reports and everything. And that should be fun Saturday morning. And I'll be back here at Saturday night for section volleyball championship. Thanks to our fine sponsors. Thanks to UFP Mineola for being the premier sponsor during section sports. And all our sponsors here, appreciate them a lot. You listen to their commercials, you're in their place of business. Give them a big thank you for sponsoring sports here on Q92. And with that, we will turn it back to you at the studio. We'll see you tomorrow morning from Matkey Field, Blackjacks and the Vikings in football at 10 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.